Annie, are you ready for your on-spot question of the day?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What is your favorite thing to do on the first week of summer?
Oh, I actually love that. Okay, I feel like just like sitting outside in the sun, honestly. Like I'll just go outside and lay down on the blanket and just soak up the sunshine.
Love it.
It's honestly so grounding too. And you just, I love it. I love the sunshine.
Welcome to the I Remember podcast.
This is where we slow down for a bit and share the tender mercies we've seen in our lives, those little reminders that God is near.
In the scriptures, God tells us over and over to remember.
So that's what we're here to do.
Welcome to the I Remember podcast with Anna
and Annie.
I remember this week when God saved my life. I was driving to, I don't know, it actually doesn't matter where I was driving to, but I was driving on the freeway. I was going freeway speeds and I passed like three cops. Three cops were like stationed and looking towards traffic. I was like, that's kind of weird. Like they're just like scanning all the traffic. And then about 20 feet later on the other side, like ready to go into the traffic, was another police. And I was like, okay, this is kind of weird. Like what's going on? And then all of a sudden, next to me comes this black car that's going so fast, like 90 miles an hour, speeding through traffic. Then in my rearview mirror, I saw the police behind him, like chasing. And I was like, oh my goodness, I'm in a car chase right now. All of a sudden, his tire blows off.
Oh my goodness.
Like his tire's gone and starts flying into traffic. The wind was blowing really hard and they're now on the side getting slowed down because they don't have a tire. It's flying really fast. And I was like, this is going to hit my windshield. Or like, I'm going to hit it and swerve and then hit another car. And so I was so scared. And all of a sudden, right before my lane, the wind is still blowing. The tire just like drops out of midair and just stops right on the dashed lines, like between the lanes.
Aww.
And just stops. And I just went right by. Such a tender mercy.
Okay, I didn't even know that story before you just shared it. And that's crazy.
That's so scary. Yeah. I was like, I am so blessed. There, I mean, who knows what would have happened. Maybe something big wouldn't have happened, but also something big could have happened.
Yeah, that was like a real scary situation.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What testified to you that it was from God?
I think right after. I think God will tell us when those are tender mercies.
I love that.
And it wasn't just a coincidence that it just dropped out of the air.
Yeah.
Mid wind blowing everything.
I love that. That's beautiful. I feel like moments like that, sometimes you just know for yourself that that was from God. And it's hard to like explain it to anyone else. But I know I've had experiences personally where I knew it was from God. And there's no way I could explain that, but I just knew that.
Yeah.
Is it sort of like that?
Yeah, totally.
That's a really cool story. Wow. And a scary one.
Yeah. So today we want to talk about something that we studied this week in Ether chapter 6. This was such a cool chapter for me to read. And it was kind of the first time that I had sat down and I read a verse, like a single verse, and then I sat and thought about it. And then I wrote down my thoughts, and then I read another verse and sat and thought about it and wrote down what I thought about it. And I felt so blessed to be able to have God teach me so much in this chapter. And I'm so excited to be able to share all the stuff that we both talked about and learned.
Yeah, and I think it was so cool that when Anna was sharing with me her thoughts, it tied into exactly some of the struggles and thoughts I've been having. And one of the biggest questions that I came with today was, how can we be disciples of Christ on our off days and through hard trials? Like during times of our lives when we kind of feel like we're just barely getting by, how do we also be disciples of Christ during those hard times? And I thought that these scriptures tied into that so well.
Yeah. So in Ether chapter 6, as a backstory, this is after God has touched the stones for the brother of Jared to give light in their vessels to travel across the ocean to the promised land. So that's already happened and they've prepared and they're on the waters. Okay. And so in verse 5, it talks about that the Lord God caused that there should be a furious wind to blow upon the face of the waters towards the promised land. And if we just read by that, like, I could totally read that and be like, okay, that's cool. God blew the wind and they made it to the promised land. But when I stopped and thought about it, I was like, he is going to make sure that his people get to the promised land. He's not going to just stop blowing the wind so they get off course, because they had no way to direct the boat. And so he's not going to stop blowing the wind. I tied that into all of our journeys, that he's not going to stop blowing that wind. He's not going to stop trying to direct us in different decisions and choices we have to make throughout our life. He's never going to stop blowing the wind.
Yeah. I think another thing with the wind, when it's talking about the fierce winds, sometimes in life, those winds feel kind of like trials too. Like, we feel like we're being tossed around in the wind, but also that wind is blowing us where we need to go. And it's also that adversity is making us stronger. And sometimes it's really hard to see that, but it's true. Like, we're getting stronger. God is blowing us towards the promised land. And sometimes we have to just hold on to that faith that he's never going to stop sending us where we need to go.
Yeah. And that ties in right to the next verse in verse 6, when it says, and it came to pass that there were many times they were buried in the depths of the sea because of the mountainous waves which broke upon them, and also the great and terrible tempests which were caused by the fierceness of the wind. And so it says that they got buried in the depths of the sea. The depths of the sea. That is so far down there. And this is not just for like one day, not just for like a few minutes.
This is for a long time.
They did this for 344 days. Those winds never stopped, but it was because of God's winds that they were getting thrown under. And that's, I think, what you were talking about, is that he uses his wind to strengthen us so that when we come back to him, we are stronger than ever before.
And we recognize him and recognize that he is the master of the winds. He's the one who's building us up, even when it feels like we're in the depths.
Exactly. I think all of us have felt like we're in the depths. I've definitely felt like I've been in the depths.
Me too.
And it feels like it's so far away from the top.
Yeah.
The top is so far. But what I love in here is that after that, it says that when they were buried in the depths of the sea, there was no water that could hurt them, their vessels being tight like unto a dish. And I was like, is my dish or my boat, is it tight? I think it's so important to have that foundation so that when we get thrown into the depths of the sea by those mountainous waves, it might still be a little scary. And yeah, I'm probably going to call out for help, because the top seems so far away. But it's also so reassuring to know that my boat is tight because I built it with God. I know that the water's not going to get in and I'm not going to drown.
Yeah, I love that. And it's true. And I've seen your faith and it's always been an inspiration to me, like how strong your faith is. Yeah. There was a time when I felt like I was definitely being thrown into the depths. And I was like, I don't know how to deal with this challenge. I don't know how I'm going to get through this. But I remember the Spirit telling me, you're more prepared than you think you are. And that's also a beautiful testimony, is when we're reaching for God, he's reaching for us. Like, not only do we want to build our testimonies and be prepared for challenges, it's also okay to just reach for that lifeline with whatever you have, you know? And he sees a reaching, and as long as we're reaching for God, he's going to meet us there.
Yeah. That's so cool that you felt like that you were prepared for it, even though it was still just as hard.
The thing is, I didn't feel like I was prepared for it, but then God gave me that peace of, yeah, you're more prepared than you think you are.
Yeah.
I was doing my best, you know? Yeah. I maybe wasn't as prepared as I could have been, but the fact that I had tried to build my testimony was enough for the Lord.
And that you'd had even little experiences before that that led you to that. And then you could say, okay, once God told you, you're prepared.
Okay, let's do this. Just go straight into the storm.
And it's also important to notice in the scripture, they say they did cry unto the Lord. They were scared too. They're in the depths of the sea and they have air, right, enough for only a certain amount of time. Once that air runs out, like, they have to get up to the top and get air
to live. And so they did cry unto the Lord, and he did bring them forth again upon the top of the waters.
He's going to bring us back up.
Even if it's just for a breath and we get taken down again by another wave, he's going to keep bringing us back up for those little breaths of hope.
I've definitely seen those little breaths of hope, even in my life right now, just with the trials I'm going through right now. When I feel like I'm losing hope, I get one little thing that just helps me keep going. If it's something someone shares with me or just a song I hear on the radio that lifts my spirit and brings me closer to Jesus. We'll leave a couple songs that we love in the description.
Because songs can be so impactful, and there have been so many songs that become my little theme for whatever trial I'm going through, and they just get me through.
Yeah. I also love, and they did sing praises unto the Lord, yea. The brother Jared did sing praises unto the Lord and did thank and praise the Lord all the day long. And when the night came, they did not cease to praise the Lord. I thought that was so inspiring. While they're in the depths, going through what seems from my perspective like a hard time, being in the depths of the sea, going through the ocean, having to just trust in the Lord solely. But they were praising. He was praising the Lord constantly. And to just see that that would bring him light and the kind of perseverance he needed to get through. Just beautiful, a beautiful testimony to me.
Yeah. Makes me think twice about how often do I praise God for all of my little moments that they're not big miracles, but they're little tiny tender mercies from God. How often do I thank him for those? I mean, yeah, they're going through a hard time. They're crossing the ocean. Not an easy thing. And they're still praising God the entire way. It's so cool.
I mean, probably got them through it, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe mentally. I don't know. When I have that mindset switch, instead of thinking, I'm going through this hard time, I just need to get through it. And instead, when I have that mindset switch of, where can I look for the silver linings? Where can I look for the beauty in the trial that's building me into a better person, that's teaching me who God wants me to be and where he wants me to go.
Exactly. I love when they arrive in the promised land. So this is 344 days later, and they finally get there. They get to the promised land, and it says, and when they had set their feet upon the shores of the promised land, they bowed themselves down upon the face of the land and did humble themselves before the Lord. And did shed tears of joy before the Lord because of the multitude of his tender mercies over them.
It's so pretty. They get there and they immediately, their feet touch the shore.
Tears of joy.
Yeah. They bow down. They bow themselves down and humble themselves before the Lord that he got them there. And they recognized all of the tender mercies, all of the stones that gave light to them the whole way. How they always came back up onto the top of the water. How God helped them build that boat tight. How he made sure that they had a vent so that they could breathe. The many tender mercies. And they recognized that. They shed tears of joy. I probably would too.
That's my testimony too. Because there have been moments when I see the light at the end of the tunnel. And when I see the light in the middle of the depths. And those are moments that bring the spirit so much that I have cried tears of joy. Like, that joy is real. That joy in Jesus Christ is so real. And it's a beautiful thing.
It truly is. I had one of these tender mercy moments probably a week ago. And I was struggling pretty hard. I think I say it so casually that I'm home from a mission. Healing from my concussion. There's a lot of hard things that come with that. And I was just really struggling. And I went to Institute and we had listened to Peace in Christ at the end of the class. I was on front row and it's right in front of me. You know when you're on front row and it feels like you're the only one there?
You're like, movie theater moment.
So it's like right there. I'm watching the Peace in Christ video. And that alone was such like a tender mercy. I felt so much peace, which I felt like I hadn't felt in a while. After the class ended, I left right after because I got a migraine. So I left and I sat in my car and then all of the feelings of peace were gone again. And I felt so alone, so afraid and hopeless and just in a such dark place.
and I turned on my church music playlist, and I was kind of just in a lot of darkness. So I pushed play on my playlist, and this is an 18 hour and 19 minute playlist.
Let's go.
But this is a long playlist, and so I pushed shuffle, and the first song that came on was Peace in Christ again.
That's beautiful.
And I just broke down crying so hard because it was God saying, I see you, and I want you to feel that peace and know that I'm here. I'm not only going to just tell you in the Institute, because you obviously didn't believe that for a full 30 minutes. He was like, I'm going to show you again. I'm going to let you feel my love and peace that comes through Jesus Christ, even when you're in those dark moments. And I just felt so much peace. And I had a feeling that I should go ask for a priesthood blessing from the Institute teacher. I was like, no, that's awkward. I just left. I'm not going back in. But I decided to just do it. And so I asked for a blessing, and it was the most beautiful thing, where God not only wanted to help me feel of that peace and love, but he wanted to tell me through a blessing. He wanted to tell me with his words that it was going to be okay, and that he's there right with me.
That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Like, seriously, I felt the Spirit so much hearing you tell that story.
Yeah.
I think just to tie it all together, I'd say God knows you and he sees you specifically in your situation. Whatever depths you might find yourself in as you're on your journey, wherever you may be going, he sees you, and he's gonna, if you turn to him, he's gonna send you light and he's gonna send you miracles. It's making you stronger. And just hold on to that light, hold on to that hope. Find a way to praise God in the storm and in the depths, and you will be blessed and find joy and mercy through it. I know I've definitely seen that in my life.
And he's there for us through it all. He's there for you. Whoever you are, he's there for you.
And he loves you.
He loves you. We testify and know of that to be true. We know you can know of that to be true as well. And if you already know that to be true, go share it. Share it with the world.
And even when you're just feel like you're just learning for yourself, still share it, because it lifts people and it'll lift you up. Go give the songs in the description a listen if you need something to pick you up, or if you just want some new song suggestions. They're beautiful. We love them.
And remember to remember him this week.
See you next time.
Helaman 5:9. Oh, remember that he cometh to redeem the world.
Helaman 5:12. Remember
Ether 7:27. He remembered the great things that the Lord had done.
Mosiah 2:41. Oh, remember that these things are true.
Helaman 14:30. And now remember.
2 Nephi 25:26. And we talk of Christ, we rejoice in Christ, that our children may know to what source they may look for remission of their sins.